Oye, LOLeros, hay party. Tragos party, that is. The Tragos Party Games are here, and they are the party games for Latinos. Created by a dynamic team of Latinas, Tragos Game and Get Loud, don't you love the name, were designed to connect Latinos of all generations and backgrounds, celebrating the similarities shared among all Latinos through hilarious gameplay. Whether playing Tragos, a drinking party game for adults, or engaging the whole familia in the competitive Get Loud, these games are guaranteed to bring fun to your holidays this year. Tragos Game and Get Loud are both easy to play and can be enjoyed with two or more players. And guess what, mi gente? They are available at all Targets nationwide and on Target.com. They're also accessible on Amazon. Go to Amazon and look for Tragos Game. Also, look for the episode of Latinos Out Loud where we interview founder Carolina and head of marketing Aralis of the Tragos family. ¡Ay, party! Yo te lo dije.
LOLeros, it's your girl Rachel La Loca, and if you're in the New York area on Thursday, May 16th, then please, por favor, come out and join me at what will be an iconic celebration of the 400th episode of the Latinos Out Loud podcast. Woo! Can't believe how far we've come together. LOLeros, I love you. So I'm joining forces with the folks at Latino Laughter to present a hilarious evening of comedy at the legendary Broadway Comedy Club located at 318 West 53rd Street. The show is at 8 p.m. and you can get your tickets at BroadwayComedyClub.com. George of Latino Laughter is one of my mentors who gave me the power of the mic way back when I hosted my first stand-up comedy show at the Broadway Comedy Club over 10 years ago. So I'm super, super thankful. Agradecida. The show on May 16th is going to be another great one with the comedy of Jose Bedoy, Huge J, my girl Soph's Dope, my guy PJ Bryan, and one of the original Latino Laughter comedians, Tony Marrero. LOLeros, join me for this party on Thursday, May 16th at 8 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club here in NYC for what will be an unforgettable evening. And thank you for helping us achieve this milestone of 400 episodes. There may be a podcast piñata and other surprises, so get your tickets at BroadwayComedyClub.com and I will see you on May 16th. Un beso!
Yo, 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 West Coast, what's up? West Side till I die, son. Not really. I'm from the East Coast, big up New York. Pero, loca out here in LA, doing my locura in Los Angeles, the city of dreams, ain't always what it seems. But yo, it's been so real out here. I just had some portos. Yes, shout out to the meat pies, aka pastelitos, aka empanadas. Oh my gosh, it's just so worth the line. It's so worth waiting online. And the coffee, shout out to Portos. King Porto, I don't know where you at, but keep up the good work. It's so great to be here in Los Angeles. I love coming to the West Coast. No, seriously, I do. I don't like the connecting flights to get here, but I do love it once I land. Because it's like the red carpet is rolled out. When you get off the plane in LA, I don't know how you guys feel, but like you can smell the show business. And sometimes it's funky, but sometimes it just smells so delightful. Just like the plane, you know, with all that recycled air and stuff. Yo, I come out here and the love just comes out. It's like pouring out, like the waves of love from the Pacific. Thank you so much for all the welcoming and the hospitality. Shout out to my friends over here at Me Too. We're in the Me Too offices. Whenever I come out here to LA, they open the doors for me to do LOL from Me Too. And it's just real nice. They got mad EQ. They got mad colored couches and chairs and all that jazz. And let me tell y'all something. I am fresh off the plane from the Garden State Film Festival. Shout out to GSFF. I was out there all weekend. What an amazing event, you guys. Shout out to Armand Asante, who also showed me mad love. Yo, I got to plug this real quick because this is a moment for me. I used to do the red carpet for the New York Latino the New York International Latino Film Festival. I did it for 2 years straight, back in like 09 and 010. Yes, I said 010. And I got to interview Armand Asante 15 years ago. And then I see him at opening night of the Garden State Film Festival. And of course, I had to dig for the picture through my TBT folder on my phone, found it, went up to him. And I was like, remember this? And he was like, yeah, of course I remember. Of course he remembers. I don't know if he really did, but we had a great conversation. He started acting in 1977 and is still out there, still going to film festivals, still supporting all of us. He's a real true ally to Latinos, let me tell you. And it was just really nice to catch up with him. And the vibe there was just so beautiful. I met so many amazing people. Shout out to all the winners. Shout out to all the films that were featured. I saw some really remarkable films. Film to me is just this language that is so universal. And like these projects with purpose really touch me. Shout out to everybody who was there. New Jersey. I'm not allowed to say dirty jurors. I learned that also, that if you're not from Jersey, you're not allowed to say dirty jurors. So I won't be saying dirty jurors anymore. Although I really like the phrase dirty jurors, and I may say dirty jurors, and I know I just said it at least 3 times, and I think I might continue to say it. But anyway, shout out to everybody in Jersey, okay? And yeah, I mean, the film community, everybody who's doing it, everybody who's just picking up their phone or a really expensive camera and putting their thoughts, their ideas, their purpose on film for the rest of us. So I can't wait for next year. They were showing us mad love out there. Thank you so much, Garden State Film Festival. There is a whole episode of Latinos Out Loud packaged with the Latino filmmakers of the Garden State Film Festival. So please check that out. Thank you, everybody, for coming through to my hotel room. Okay? Yeah, it wasn't like that. It was for an interview. And so it was just really lovely to be on the ocean and to hear the sounds of the Atlantic crashing as we did these episodes of the podcast. Yeah, so now we're here in LA, and I'm interviewing so many friends and reconnecting with people, some new, some old, and I am really excited to introduce my next guest. You may know him from starring opposite Gina Rodriguez on Not Dead Yet, which is on ABC, or you may know him from Upload on Amazon Prime. Please put your hands together for Josh Bandai. Hi, friend.
Hi.
It's so good to see you in real life, because I've interviewed Josh before, but it was virtual, and now, like, you're a human, and I can see you, and I can smell you. You smell great.
Thank you.
And you look great. And those are some great glasses.
I appreciate you. These are my lovely frames from Zenni.
Ooh, Zenni! Oh my gosh,
yes.
I am a Zenni optical girl.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Get out of here.
I so am. Yes. I get their discounts, like the texts all the time. Oh. And I need to go buy more frames, because now I'm like known as the girl with the white glasses. And I got those off of Zenni.
Yes.
Because they were on discount.
Yes.
But now like people love my white frames. So I'm not wearing them right now because of the glare, but you know, I may put them on later for you.
Absolutely. Shout out to Zenni.
Zenni.
Where are you going to be a sponsor?
I was just going to say that. Hey. Mr. Zenni, are you there?
Yes.
Because I will promote the F out of you on this show.
Absolutely. Mr. David Zenni. I'm going to say David because I'm pretty
paging
sure it's David.
Paging David Zenni.
Please.
Yo, I would love Zenni as a sponsor. Yeah, because I'd wear a different set of frames each show and plug them. And by the way, with Zenni, you could personalize your frames. I got the Rachel Alocas. I don't have them with me, but I have the Rachel Aloca inscription on the inside. It's one if I ever forget my name, and it's two if I ever forget my glasses. Somebody will know, like, you know, whose they are, and maybe they'll break them, or maybe they'll send them back to me. I don't know.
I feel like you're writing the commercial as we speak.
Mr. Zenni, are you hearing this? Put Josh and I in your commercials, because watch the sales increase. You will get your ROI from Rachel and Josh Bandai. Did 100%. You just hear that? I made it rhyme. Bars. This is not about me. This is about you. First of all, congratulations, my friend, on all your success.
Thank you.
This show is so amazing.
Aww, you're so sweet.
I had to get loud. I mean, this is Latinos Out Loud, just in case. Oh, I didn't do station identification. Hey, by the way, this is Latinos Out Loud. LOL if you like acronyms. Thank you for coming on the show. He's a two-timer. Not in life. He's not a two-timer, okay? But, like, he's a two-timer on the show. And I think, like, for the fifth time, I'm going to get people either a toaster or some sort of robe, okay?
I want a toaster. I'm just putting my order in for that now.
Because who uses toasters anymore? I'm old school, baby. I like toasters.
It's
I like to put the bang, bang, put it down, raise it up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I love to raise things up. Speaking of raise things up, you are raising things up on Not Dead Yet, starring opposite Gina Rodriguez. Talk to us about the show. You're in a newsroom. You work for a newspaper. You're representing for the LGBTQIA+ community. Let's discuss, please. How's it going?
Oh, it's been amazing. We just wrapped season 2.
Yeah.
Which is great. Everything in the can. Season 2 is still airing, by the way, so you can see us Wednesday nights on ABC, or you can see us on Thursdays on Hulu. We still have about 4 more episodes to go in this season, and it's going to be really fun.
Talk to us about your character on the show and maybe some differences that you felt and saw season 1 over season 2.
So I played Dennis, who is the editor at Gina Rodriguez's, I love that it's her newspaper that she works at. It's not exactly hers, but it's where she works. And I'm her boss, which is really cool. I assign her obituaries, and then she gets to see the ghosts of the people she's writing about, which is so wild. And I also just kind of get to be her really nervous, anxious friend, which is kind of who I am in real life.
Shout out to everybody who's anxiety ridden.
Anxiety. I'll see you in therapy.
Anxiety.
Menti health.
Menti health. It's Menti fresh. And everybody's talking about it now, which is so great.
It's
seriously.
Good. It's very good.
I have less panic attacks these days because everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. And shout out to BetterHelp Online, who's a former sponsor. Come on back now, you heard?
Come back.
But I'm still a patron. So shout out to Summer, my therapist, and I will see you next Monday. Virtually.
These transitions are gold incredible. Like, if I could bronze them and put them up in my office, I would.
I wish they can gild. I want to be gilded. I would love to gild my segues and transitions because, you know, I've been segue queen for 8 years now on Latinos Out Loud.
100%.
So, back to you.
No, manifest that. I love it. So this season, my character Dennis got to adopt, or he is fostering 2 kids, and he's totally in over his head. And we're just watching him go through life and be exhausted at work and trying to make things happen and being petty as hell, which is I love about him.
That's so fun.
He is so petty. I love it about Dennis. Not me, of course. I'm perfect.
We know this.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a blast playing him and watching him grow, and hopefully we get a season 3, you know?
You will get a season 3.
Oh, thank you.
It's such a good show, you guys. Please check it out on ABC and Hulu. I would love to hear about the road to playing Dennis. Like, so tell us about that. I mean, I've interviewed already. Mm. I've interviewed you. Can I speak today? I don't know. Can she? Maybe.
100%.
I've interviewed you when you got the role and you were talking about it, but like, how did you book the role? Like, tell us the whole process. How did you prepare? Because there are very many like aspiring actors in the El Olero hive, and maybe they'll learn a thing or two, especially someone who does, I mean, let's talk about it. You have anxiety, right?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay, so I mean, look, I've submitted many a self-tape. And I've also cried after submitting many a self-tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know why it's weird. Like, I submit and then I start crying. It's just weird.
I think it's because you're maybe mourning something that you're not sure if it's going to come through. You spend the time getting to know that character, inhabiting, and then you're like, oh, no, I got to let you go. It's maybe something like that?
It probably is that.
Yeah.
It's a smorgasbord of things. It's like nerves. And sometimes, like, I cry just to, like, release those nerves. Mm. And sometimes they're happy tears.
Yes.
Like, I just nailed that. And I know I did. And I may not book it, but I know that I became her.
Yes.
And I left my heart on that tape, and I'm proud. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about your process. I mean, them to learn from my effed up one. Don't listen to me.
I feel like that was pretty dope. Like, I mean, this was like a masterclass now. So masterclass, please come through as a sponsor.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Please pay your monthly installments. No COD. No cash on delivery. That's so old school. The kids are like, what's COD?
You're like a professional wrestler. Like, you know how they could just like, they just go like, I'm here with Randy. That's the guy we're going to be
in
clothes. That's
right, brother. Cash on delivery, jabroni.
It's so class. Like, I just, I love you.
I love you, Josh.
I love you too.
Okay.
What's the process like? It's reading something and then looking at what the project is. You got to get the marketing right and all that. Like, what network is putting this out? What kind of director? What have they done before? That kind of thing. You do all that homework and then you just decide, like, can I say something through this person? What do I have to say through this character? You know, you do all the things that you think they want you to do. And then you go like, all right, screw all that. What do I have to say through this character? What can I speak from like my perspective and what I've lived? And Dennis was this great opportunity to talk about being super anxious and being professional and like, how are you going to be at your job when you're like sweating over something that hasn't even happened yet? And also just being like a very like regular LGBTQ person that gets to have like flaws and doesn't always have the perfect thing to say and is like messing things up. I thought it was so unique.
So relatable.
Yeah, and that's totally me. Like, I'm very much on the regular. My transitions are 20% at best. You know, people are like, what's he even talking about now? We cannot all be Rachel LaLoca, but we're trying.
Oh my gosh. Do we all want to be? I don't know.
I think we
we'll
do.
We'll get back to that.
I think we aspire. So, I mean, that's
flattery
kind of
will
it.
Get you everywhere, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you so much.
Can't and wait. Another interview on this show. We'll just lock it in today.
This is why I came. Thank you so much. But yeah, that's kind of it. And then the same thing, like you fall in love and sometimes, yeah, you leave it on the floor. And you're just like, dang, I did that. Yeah. And yeah, it can draw something out of you. Sometimes.
You're a student of sketch comedy.
I am.
Tell us, I mean, I already know this. Do you see how I, like, you know, mm-hmm. prompt the answer? Mm-hmm. I'm a student of the Upright Citizens Brigade, but you are a student of?
The Groundlings and Second City.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, yes.
These are huge, like, sketch, just known sketch troops, especially mm-hmm. Groundlings. You know, Groundlings, Saturday Night Live recruits from Groundlings. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear about your experiences. And then maybe you can tell me how they are translating to your current TV roles.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful question.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to throw you compliments, like, all day. Is this because I'm your gay friend? Is that what's happening right now?
I welcome compliments. Like,
here we go.
I welcome chocolate cake.
Let's go.
Okay? Especially ganache.
Ooh.
Okay? I welcome it. Oh, my God. Just went to this French bakery in Queens the other day and had a chocolate on chocolate on chocolate cake.
Yes.
Yo, it was just so much chocolate. And let me tell you, it's the right time of the month to mm-hmm. eat that, if you know what I'm saying, ladies. Mm. You know how it is. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Tell us how it translates, because, like, sketch is a beast it's just on its own. Mm-hmm. It's its own beast. It's its own rhythmic pattern of beautiful comedy and timing and mm-hmm. characterization and just lovely, just I love sketch comedy so mm-hmm. much, but I'm always interested in hearing, like, in TV acting, how does that translate? Like, can you bring that on set? And if so, how?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think sketch, especially when you do it in the confines of, like, a school like Groundlings or like UCB or like Second City, they're pulling out the things in you, the comedy that you specifically bring. You know, I think a lot of times in TV, we can get caught up in, like, what's this kind of joke? I'm on Big Bang Theory. Like, I need to tell the jokes they're going to tell and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. sketch gives you the opportunity and says, like, what have you been through that made you laugh? Like, who did you see on the street that you were just like, that's insane. That lady was walking down the street with a bag full of chicken heads. Like, you know what I mean? We were just talking about this. Please, that was not a crazy. We were discussing this offset.
The Vivero. Shout out to all the Vivero.
That's right.
Harlem, Uptown, 207.
So, you know what I mean? Like, you get to bring, you really get to, what I love about it is you get to find the humor in your world. You know, when you're just chilling. When I was in Groundlings, it was like we had to turn in multiple sketches a week. And so you'd just be hanging out with friends and go, oh my God, why is that funny? And you're just like, wait a minute. And you, when you bring it to TV, like, the beauty of being an actor in TV, especially when you finally get to, like, a series regular spot or something where you're really featured, is that you are doing the script, but part of you is going, like, what can I add to this?
Yeah.
And what can I bring from this character? And what can I bring in terms of, like, funny and humor? And sketch is great for establishing that and getting that engine going.
Yeah, and, you know, there's not that many of us. Like, sketch is not the most, like, glamorous path in comedy, you know? There's a lot of, like, stand-up comedians.
Yes.
And, like, even improv is really out there. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever go to groundlings.com or, like, UCB or, like, Second City or the Magnet or the People's Improv Theater. Shameless plug, the Hilarious Show has a monthly show
Ooh.
At the People's Improv Theater. So yeah, go to thepit-nyc.com to cop your tickets to the Hilarious Show. Shout out to my hilarious girls. But if you go to those calendars, it is flooded with improv shows and, like, everything but sketch. There's maybe, like, one or two sketch shows if you're lucky. But it's not like you can be like, honey, let's go to see some sketch. And, like, on any given day, you'll see a sketch show. Mm. It's really not out there like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens to be my favorite form of comedy, but, like, I come from a very biased angle. but, like, yeah, you get your stand-up special, and then, like, you know, you get your recurring role, and, like, there's that really, like, defined pathway that a lot of stand-up comedians have. But let's talk about the sketch comedian trajectory. I think it's hard to sort of break into, like, you broke into television.
I feel like you deserve an award just for that. Like, that's really hard, my guy. Like, that's really hard.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so, like, tell us about how you broke down that barrier. Or did you realize one day that you wanted to be a TV actor? How did this come about?
No, I didn't think it was allowed. I grew up in LA around the industry, and I was just like, that's never a choice. Like, what are you talking about? I look like me. Like, no one, what is this?
You are beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Never seen a way.
Yeah, I wish that was the case, but I was just like, nah, what? And I kind of did it by accident.
Tell us more.
Well, I was in college, and I lost a bet to a friend of mine, whether I could get somebody's number, and I could not. And I didn't have any money. And so he was like, I don't know.
Also the life of a sketch comedian.
100%. So broke. And so I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I got to do something. And he's like, okay, you got to audition for the musical. And I'm like, never sang before, never acted. And I went up and I remember looking out into the audience and there was just a row of my friends just chilling there, eating popcorn, like waiting for me to fall on my face. And that's what I did.
Oh my
God. It was awful. It was so awful.
Are you serious?
It was insane.
You fell on stage?
No, I didn't fall. I just did so terribly. I was supposed to bring a song. I did not bring a song. And he's just like, well, you have to sing something. And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, do you know any songs? I'm like, the ABCs?
That's
and I'm just
good
like,
enough, boo. It ABCs was, is oh my hard. God. You need range for the alphabet.
I did not have the pipes to get, you know, that EFG when we get up to G.
EFG.
I didn't have.
Yeah, that's a hard
that wasn't
one to
me.
Hit.
I couldn't do it. And so, but he gave me a role anyway because they needed people to carry boxes in the background and like shift the set around. So I did that. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like this. And I got into it. And then, yeah, got into sketch and fell in love with it. And, like, I wish I could say, like, and then it was just like, boom, then I broke in. It wasn't. It was auditioning a million times for a million different people and doing just the thing that you were talking about.
Crying after you submit a self-tape?
Crying after every single self-tape. No, it was just like, it was trying to connect and, like, trying to reach somebody. And so many times I heard, like, oh, my gosh, we love him. We love this audition. It's not right. Yeah. And recognizing like, okay, cool, next, and like understanding that's your performance.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know that I actually have Sketch to thank for like booking management and for getting me into my self-tape journey?
Yes.
I was performing a show at the People's Improv Theater.
Okay.
It was Bragging Rights. Shout out to Matt and everybody involved in Bragging Rights. And
thank you, Matt.
I performed, and you know, we leave our heart on the stage, whatever mm-hmm. stage it is. Look, I performed on stages of church basements, okay?
Yes.
And I've left
yes.
my heart on those stages.
Mm-hmm. Barnes and Noble.
And did the sign of the cross when I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Genuflect.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Barnes and Noble. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, if I tell you some of the stages that I have graced that weren't so graceful, we'd be here all day and
yes.
you have a lot of pity for me. But, you know, I left my heart on the stage, of course, and sketch is so much fun because, like, yeah. I love to become characters. I do it on a daily, whether I'm on a stage or in a shower or just, you know, doing life things, which showers are part of my life things. I don't want to make it sound like it's a rarity because I do shower.
But you're doing characters in the shower.
Right.
I
I'm doing
that.
Characters in the shower. Sometimes I do myself in the shower. Wait, where's this going?
This is a different kind of podcast now.
Sorry
but
about
I like
that.
It. I do like it.
Yeah. Retract. Mm-hmm. Kids are watching. And if my kids are watching, you shouldn't be. Log off
don't
right
do
now.
It. Don't.
And yeah, but I love it. And I have Sketch to thank because there was a manager in the audience and she came up to me after the show and she was like, do you have representation? Mm. And I was like, no. No. And so we worked together for 6 years,
wow.
booked some good things with her. I'm still doing this reoccurring role on the Tuttle Twins where I voice the mom. Shout out to Mrs. Tuttle.
Love
Mrs.
It.
Tuttle, this is Mrs. Tuttle voice. Kids, come on back, everybody. Check out the Tuttle Twins streaming now. It's on Amazon, also on the Angel app. Shout out to everybody at Angel Studios. And, you know, I booked some good stuff with her, but it really just like, it goes to show the testament, like, if you really want this, like, do it right. Like, don't half-ass shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're on a stage of a church basement, you never know. There may be a super religious, big, like, Hollywood agent, you know, out there just on some church stuff and listening or watching you that's like, oh, I want to represent you. Let's make money together. So I really love that you're talking about this trajectory because it has its downfalls. It has, like, you know, the moments. I would love to talk about mental health a little bit more.
Sure.
You're a working actor.
Yeah.
And I just love saying that. I love saying that you're a working actor. Because that, I mean, that's an accolade right there. Like, you deserve a prize. You made it through the strike.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
And that was a moment, a long moment for many actors and writers and allies. So, and I actually haven't spoken to you since the strike. So, like, you were on the show pre-strike, then strike, and now I want to talk about post-strike and also just mental health. Like, where are you? How did you get through that? Are you still you have a little PTSD? Like, how are you, how do you combat, like, the no's? Because we hear no so often. I got a big fat no this morning.
Ooh.
Just this morning.
Uh-oh.
Had a great meeting set up. I thought it was going to go in one direction, and it was like, meh, meh, meh. No. But I did take the no, and I did see a lot of yes. But I want to know how you interpret the no's and how do you move past them.
Oh, I love a good no. I love a good no. Just because, you know, part of it is heartbreaking, and especially when, you know, you get told no for something and then it succeeds. But my favorite, I mean, two phrases get me through everything. I'll teach you my two phrases.
Oh, I love this.
One of my phrases is, oh, poor them. Oh, that's too bad.
Mm.
They didn't want me. Oh, that's too bad. Because I think that would have been, you know what? That's okay. You know, go with yourself. Like, it's not.
Go with yourself.
That's fine.
Go
you know?
With yourself.
That's it.
Say it with me, LOLeros.
Go
with yourself. Okay.
The other one is it would be nice. You know, people are like, you audition for something, it's big, it's in the air, everyone's waiting, everyone's they're telling you're going to get it, so you know, you just say, it would be nice.
Say it with me, Aloeleros,
it would be nice. It gets it me, nice. It gives you that kind of mental clarity, you still have that connection to it, you're not faking anything, but you recognize this is business, end of the day, and that stuff got me through a lot of the strike, too, and being able to, you know, have the kids, and like, they just getting to spend time with them. Once you actually get into the acting life, you realize like it takes you away from your family a lot. And as much as I love it, I love what I do, and getting to bring my kids to set and them getting to see the art that I get to make.
Daddy.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But at the same time, I miss out on stuff. And one of my kids is 3 now, and she's doing new things every day.
Oh, God bless.
You know, thank you. She's wonderful and, like, crazy. And the other one is 10, and she's imaginative and writing. And so, you know, missing that connection sometimes where you're just like, I haven't seen them in a week.
Yeah.
You know, it really makes you appreciate the time that you have off. That being said, I was ready to get back to work. I was like... This is great.
Yeah.
Daddy needs to cook. You know, here we go. I'm making a lot of bread. Let's go. You know, it was really good for that.
3 and 10.
Yeah.
Can we segue into like daddyhood right now?
Yeah.
I'm a mom. I have 2 boys.
Okay.
They are 8 and 5. So I feel you on that.
Oh,
like we're in a very active stage right now. Yeah. Mommy's a wrestler. Mommy's a referee. Mommy plays basketball. Mommy cooks. Mommy cleans. And I just want to say, shout out to all the boys who lift the toilet seats. I want to just give you props right
Can
now.
You please?
All the boys and the
all
men.
The boys.
Shout out to all you who lift the toilet seat. Mine do not. And I just can't understand why they don't.
You got to tape it up.
Yeah, but then what about me?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
There has been instances where, like, I'm half awake and the toilet seat is up and I basically drown in, like, the toilet water. And I'm like, oh, great, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
And it's cold. The toilet seat and the water inside of it are both cold.
It's like a cold plunge.
Yeah, I'm having a moment right now. I can feel it on the cheeks.
I can see the shoulders rising as well.
Oh, God. And it's like, wait, what just happened? 100%. Why am I inside the toilet bowl?
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
But yeah, I also have those moments where I'm like, okay, we really have to choose our time wisely.
Mm.
Like we can be out there working 24/7. And by that, I mean development and writing and meetings showing up to like other events of your friends. There was a time where like 5 out of the 7 days of the week, I was going to comedy shows to support my friends. I was outside. I was at the Pit. I was at UCB. I was at the Comedy Cellar. Like, every comedy club just to show up. And also, I get inspiration from hearing these stories on stage.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's a sketch. Oh, that's a sketch.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like you have to take this fine-tooth comb and really, like, go to the events or whatever, like the development and the meetings and the meetups that would really, well, for me, it has to move the needle for me, you know? Like,
I have to like see the results of it. I have to have the foresight to like, and I challenge my brain, like, is this gonna yield anything? Or is this just a cockamamie meeting? You know what I mean? So no more cockamamie stuff for me.
No more cockamamie.
No more cockamamie.
No.
But like, I do feel you on those, like, okay, there are these moments where I am able to bring them to the stages that I'm performing on. Like if I'm doing like a tech rehearsal, I like bringing them. My little guy, Benjamin, he, all day I call him, and as soon as I get him on FaceTime, he's like, yo, Rachel La Loca. And most people, like my mom is like, please don't have him say that. Please don't let him yo.
Yes,
because
please.
The yo in school, they're going to think that he's, you know, little ghetto or whatever. I love it.
It's fantastic.
I love when
That's
he sees.
Great.
Okay, I'll give you another anecdotal story. Okay, so like, he was doing arts and crafts, and I had just won the Signal Award for Best Comedy, the Bronze Signal Award, and he came home with artwork, and it was like three stick figures, which, by the way, thank you for making me into a stick figure.
Very nice.
Okay, the
Very
closest nice. I'll ever be to being that skinny.
How dare you?
Is stick figure, and one she was like holding something. I'm like, Benjamin, what is she holding? And he's like, that's the trophy that you just won.
Get out!
Everybody, get the tissues.
Oh.
Anybody got a tissue? I'm
the
getting
audacity.
Oh my God, I can't. I'll give you a topic. Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island.
Discuss.
That was a line from Saturday Night Live.
That was very
you
good.
Guys know the sketch, Mike Myers. Okay. So I feel you on that, and I love those moments. So how do you balance? Do you have any tactics to share with the other parents out there, myself included, because I need some tactics. And how do you balance this? Like daddyhood, you know, show business, and then the proactive stuff that you're doing, and maybe you've got some hobbies that you want to share. Like, how do you balance it all?
Just at some point, someone is not getting what they need.
Oh.
I feel like that's kind of, you just go like, at some point during this process, someone is just getting the short end of this stick. The key thing for me that I do is I make sure everyone's got their activity that we connect with when I get back and get more time. So, you know, like the older girl, we have huge imagination games that will progress for like weeks at a time. And I'm like, okay, where did we leave off on like the Pirate Queen? And she's like, okay, we just arrived at the Giant Trail. I'm like, okay, here we go. And then the little one is easy for now because it's mostly farts and walks. That's all it is. She's like,
farts.
She's 100%. It's a fascination. I'm like,
yes.
Absolutely. So so we get into that. And then she just really likes taking walks and like, they just want to be involved in something you're involved in. So if I'm baking or if I'm cooking or something, if I, you know, making music, whatever, they want to get in on it. And
did I hear making music?
Yes.
Tell us about that, please.
Oh, my goodness. It's mostly as a joke. I think because I'm like, I've always loved music. You know, I got the tat, you know, I was going to show
the
off the artwork.
Treble clef? Yes. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this is technically a tenor clef. It's got a little eight at the bottom, but it is a treble clef. Very, very nice.
Thank you very much, former band geek, clarinet. Never made it to first. Second clarinet for 3 years in high school and for junior high school.
Well, because you're socially intelligent. That's why.
Thank you.
Yeah, first clarinets, you know, we'll see you in the concert halls, but you don't know how to talk to people. I love you so much.
That is so true.
Isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Isn't
Every
it?
First clarinet was like the most socially awkward, but
it's
then
true.
The second clarinets, we were like, yo, what's up, second clarinet?
That's right.
You got some wet reeds. Woo woo.
See, there it is. Oh my God. Same thing for violinists too. First violin, second violins.
Wow.
Different worlds. Yeah.
So you make music.
I do. Mostly just for fun, but you know, I've been doing it since college and since I was, you know, younger, and you know, now I'm starting to get into producing and doing some rap and hip hop and whatever makes me happy, I guess.
Well, I would like to rap with you right now on a game.
Oh, no. What are we doing?
We're going to play a game real quick. Shout out to our sponsor, Tragos the Game, which is available at Targets everywhere. Okay?
I love it.
Go to Targets.com. Use your Target app. Moms, you know we got that app on lock, son.
Mm-hmm.
Target Circle offers. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Target has Tragos. This is their newest version called Get Loud. How apropos for Latinos out loud. Hello.
It.
And it's also available on the Amazon. So I would love to play around with you.
Yes.
It's so easy and fun, and this is such a great game for like the family and any gathering. The kids would love it too, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So basically we have this timer. Yep. We've got the sands and the hourglass.
Cute.
And I'm going to give you a stack of cards. I swear, I love that reference so much because I'm such a date, Victor Kuryakis.
Oh,
like,
my God, please.
We could talk forever.
Forever.
That show jumped the shark, though, for me. Like, once it started getting, like, a little, like, you know, the
people
eyes.
People coming back from the island and all that. I mean, can we just.
Can we just not?
Can
like,
we just.
Why did it go so far?
I don't know.
All right, so this is how we play. You have to get me to guess the word on the card by any means possible.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So see how many you can get me to guess in this time, and I'm going to do the same for you. Would you like to guess first or give first?
I would like to... Let me guess, because I'm really bad at that.
Okay.
Okay.
I love this.
I can't wait.
I love to give.
Here we go.
I'm a very giving person.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I validate that.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see how many we can get. I just want to huddle real quick.
Okay.
I say,
absolutely.
However many we get doesn't define who we are
it
or how smart we are.
No, we're
okay?
very intelligent, beautiful people.
Very intelligent, beautiful people.
Indeed.
And these are some words that are not the easiest.
No, they're not.
Okay, you ready?
I love it. Let's
okay.
go.
Here we go. I love to huddle, by the way. I love a good huddle.
Love a good huddle.
Okay, here we go. Put some time on the clock.
Let's go.
And here we flow. Okay, so you could put this on chips, and it's really good. Not
cheese.
Guacamole, but...
salsa.
Yep, okay. So you get... this is a machine in the gym that I never go near because I don't think I can climb them.
Oh, step machine.
Yeah, and what are those things called that you step
stair,
on?
Stair, yep. machine.
Okay, don't go chasing...
Waterfalls.
There you go. Okay, this, like, very intelligent people go to this, and they have exhibits that change.
Museum.
And, like, there we go. Okay, I am not this, but you know what? There's also something that you can buy that, like, spins the things around in your cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blank
Lazy
Susan.
Susan.
There we go. All right. Okay.
Get a job, Susan.
You could get a job, Susan. Why are you so lazy?
Why are you so lazy?
Hold on. Let's talk about that real quick. Seriously?
Just for a moment.
Just for a second.
Susan.
Susan, get off the unemployment line and pass me the jar.
Can we please?
Okay. Back to the game. All right. This is what you do to your apartment. You don't like the white wall, so you want to do this and change the color?
Accent wall. Paint.
That's it.
Ooh, a little too gay.
Okay. This is what you hang in your kitchen and you search through them to cook and you need one or the
Pants.
Other. Yeah, and...
pots.
Yep, there we go. And this is the guy that performs, like, I may want to get a tummy tuck one day, so I'll need one of these.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
plastic surgery?
Yeah, there we go, a surgeon.
Oh, my.
And so, okay, this is like, oh, we're out of time.
Wow.
Yo, we just killed the game.
Wow.
We just killed the game.
Boom.
Do you understand? We just killed the game.
Oh, we just killed this
Yo,
game.
We just killed the game. Oh, my God. Like, game, are you alive? Clear.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Ooh. One, two,
yes.
three,
yes.
four, five, six, seven, eight. That's a record for me.
Woo!
All Latinos out loud. Okay,
we
I'm schwitzing.
We did it here first.
I'm schwitzing. Oh, my God. Okay, mm-hmm. titties, go back into place. All right, here we go.
Let's all check. Okay,
oh,
great.
Oh, my God.
That was wonderful.
I'm so out of breath.
That was a lot.
I feel like Bella Caroli should meet me at the edge of the platform because I just delivered an Olympic 10 in the floor routine.
Did
okay.
you really, Bella Caroli? Did you really? That was, oh my God. Oh my.
I'm dead.
I mean, it's a, you know, it's a
oh
Dominique Dawes for me, I think.
Okay, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me know
okay,
when you're ready.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
One, two, tres.
Okay, this is how you hope your kids behave.
When well,
they,
good.
When they listen to you, they
good
do
boys.
What you say.
Good girls, listen. Oh God.
When they're very this. When your parents...
Well behaved. I don't know.
Very close.
You said that.
I did.
I think we got to pass.
We're going to pass.
This is
yes.
bad. I'm looking real bad in the streets right now.
Barbie wears a lot of this color.
Pink.
Mm-hmm. Hang this out the pocket. We know we're in a gang.
Oh, bandana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brings us presents. Big, fat, white guy.
Santa Claus.
Depending on what hood you're in.
Uh-huh.
If you're not pretty, you might say it's this.
Ugly?
Yes.
There's no ugly here.
Okay. This was a very famous movie with a guy with the mask and he had the knife.
Jason, Friday.
When you get scared, you might do this.
Scream.
Yup. Mm. When you get sick. Oh, no, I got a fever and I'm sneezing.
Cold.
It comes around every year. I get the shot.
Flu.
Yup. Uh-oh, this kind of danger, we tell our kids not to talk to these.
Strangers.
That's right. When I think something's nasty and I don't want to eat it, I feel this.
Gross.
Mm-mm.
Repulsed.
Close.
Nasty.
It's the emotion. It was in... we're passing.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, glizzies in the hood are like this. Another word for this. If we have one of these comes in a bun, we get them at a baseball game.
Glove, ball, hot dog.
There it is. And I think we're out of time.
Give me the ones that
I miss? What were the ones that I missed?
Disgust.
That was one. You got that. You got that. You got that. You got this and this and this. Oh, my goodness. Obedient. That was, I don't know how. Who in the comments, tell us what, who, how would you do that? How would you do that?
How would you, I guess I sent my dog to this school and it was a waste of money.
Yes.
Josh Bandai, please let everybody know how they can follow you. Drop the handles, please.
I'm at Josh Bandai on Insta, and I am Josh Bandai on Twitter as well, or X, whatever that is.
I think, yeah, I don't know what it is these days.
Find me on Insta. I love
you. Yo, it was such a pleasure having you on the show. I wish you tons of more success.
Thank you.
Love your vibe. My goodness, you're so talented. You're just so beautiful inside
so
and out. Thank you for blessing us with your time and your knowledge and just being such an open book. Oh my gosh, I love it. You guys, please follow him, follow his career, and let's applaud him wherever he goes. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Latinos Out Loud. Shout out to Me Too. Please give us a call. No big whoop. The number's 978 Latinos. And guess what, you guys? We're on the YouTubes.
Ooh.
We're on the YouTubes. Please go to YouTube. Latinos Out Loud has a page where you can actually see us. Can you believe it? Now with podcasts, you can actually see us. It's so great. I have so many outfits to share with you. Thank you. I'm a Maxinista. Got this at TJ Maxx, this whole thing. Thank you so much to everybody behind the scenes. Shout out to Eddie. Shout out to Neoman. Hey, Neoman. Okay, that was a Seinfeld reference. I really like him, but I always say, hey, Neoman. Okay. Hello, Neoman. It's just a thing we have. Okay, shout out to everybody who has made this episode possible. I love being in Los Angeles. And on that note, we out.